It's a process that has been around for thousands of years, notably used by pre-Columbian farmers in the Amazon basin. And it's not much different today.
When you think of traditional charcoal, it's a very dirty process. Plus, the end result is used as a fuel, which ultimately means that all of that carbon goes back into the air. What we're trying to do here is to get carbon out of the air and back in the ground where it belongs. Conceptually, we've been doing the opposite for the last 200 years to ill effect, mining carbon from the ground and dumping it into the air and through the air of the ocean, which is causing us no end of problems.
Peter Hurst is co-founder of New England Biochar, a company that makes and distributes small-batch biochar production equipment and advocates for the wider use of the material. He explains that it's easily made.
The carbon that comes off of that is an agricultural-grade soil amendment. It's much cleaner. It doesn't have a lot of condensed tars that make charcoal as a fuel very good. Instead of using biomass ultimately for fuel, which dumps carbon back into the atmosphere, we can now take that amount of carbon, we take CO2 out of the air and turn it into a solid form.
Perhaps surprisingly, softwoods, such as Douglas fir, get the best results. For people who are interested in sustainable agriculture, even on a small scale, Hurst says biochar offers multiple benefits.
Producing biochar is a highly exothermic process. It releases a lot of energy, and that energy is useful directly as process heat. At larger scale, the gases that it produces can actually be used to produce electricity. So as a practical matter, what we're doing is to mine CO2 from the atmosphere and put it back in the earth.
And while it is stored there, adds Raymond Gallion, a founder of the Sonoma Biochar Initiative, it enhances the soil as well.
It's in a form that's very similar to the plant. It's got lots of channels, so it becomes a porous material that would be beneficial in holding water and be attractive to microorganisms just because of all the little space for it. You've heard about charcoal filters for water and so forth. Well, part of what it does is it draws off the volatile compounds that are in that water and filtering it, but it also holds water because of its porosity.
Moreover, Hurst adds, biochar is most effective when it incorporates the same biochemistry as the region in which it is being used.
Biochar needs to be inoculated with the local microbial community that you would find in your local compost in order to make it mature and make it truly applicable to the soil. So in that sense, the biochar is very much local.
Today, however, Gallion sees the greatest benefit of biochar as its contribution to the urgent need to scale back carbon outputs into the atmosphere. He sees it as a form of organic recycling.
This is about using waste material as it is available through the system and then making a product that locks carbon down and puts it away while benefiting agriculture, which can then grow more stuff because of that added benefit.
Typically applied in combination with compost, biochar can be spread on the surface of the soil or tilled into it. Adding almost any amount is beneficial, but the optimal mix is around 8% of the soil mass, which can work out to several tons per acre. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.